Welcome to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. Here we talk about all things franchising. What is it all about? Is it for you? How do you find the best one to own? And so much more. Now your host, Tim Parmeter.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to the latest edition of Fran Coach's Franchising 101 series. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach and your Franchising 101 host. Just me today, folks. We're going to tackle some questions that have been submitted from you folks that have been listening over the last few weeks in particular. Maybe a month or so ago, I kind of spouted off and said, if you've got anything you'd like us to talk about, fire it at us. Well, today we're going to talk about something that we've had a lot of different people reach out to ask in slightly different ways. What is the hottest franchise? What is the hottest industry? What is the best this, the best that? A lot of versions of that. So we're going to talk about that today, and I'm going to tell you what is the hottest franchise and what is the hottest industry out there in franchising. Pretty cool, right? But first, of course, little plug and reminder who we are here at Fran Coach. We are a national search firm dedicated to working with individuals like yourself who are interested in owning a franchise. We are partnered with well over 600 franchises now, spanning about 70 different industries. Our goal is to help our clients find the absolute best franchise out there for them. And our goal of the Franchising 101 series is to continually educate people on all things about franchise ownership. Okay, that's us. So now, the hottest franchise, the hottest industry. Hit up the old Google machine and type in whatever your search words are. What is the hottest? What's the top? What's the best? You're going to get a really wide range of answers. They are all somewhere between completely inaccurate and or really misinterpreted. And so the reason why, and here's kind of the catch of this, folks. There is not one thing out there that is the hottest franchise or the hottest industry. And anyone telling you that there is selling you something or they don't know what the hell they're talking about. Okay. So that's the simple, not fun answer, right? So then you're like, well, crap, how am I supposed to know what is the thing out there? So a few reasons why there's not one hot industry or one hot franchise is because the match, finding what's best for you is what's best for you, not what's best for the last person I talked to, not what's best for your friend or your buddy or your neighbor's cousin's sister, right? It's what's best for you. And when we get people connected to the franchises during our process, I'll often use the cheesy analogy of it's like dating, right? Number one, it's mutual. Right. You can want to date somebody and marry somebody all day long. If they don't want to go out with you, it ain't happening. Right. So same thing with franchising. It is truly what that mutual thing is. We've all heard the phrase, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Right. And again, from a dating perspective, or relationship or marriage or whatever, I am married to the most beautiful woman on the face of the planet. Without question, wake up every day lucky and happy about that. But guess what, folks? She married me, right? So that beauty in the eye of the beholder thing for her, and I'm quite sure she's got friends and relatives going, what the heck are you doing with the old bald dude, right? But that was the match, right? Same thing with franchising. And some of the things that are the key element to this are subtle, intangible, core value things about you, that things that you would never put on a resume, you would never put on your LinkedIn profile, but it really speak to the core of who you are and how that aligns with the franchise. We've talked about this often when we get into industries. You can have two franchises that look the exact same to the consumer, that can be completely different behind the scenes in what they're all about. Use an example, literally just before recording this was on the phone with a client who's about to head to a discovery day later this month. And it's an in-person one. A lot of them are still virtual. For him, it was really important to be there in person. So that aligned with him. And once we had narrowed down, but really thought this was the franchise for him, he wanted to explore a couple other options in the same industry to make sure, like, you know, how different than they can they really be? And once we got him connected to a couple others, great franchises we've worked with, we know they've got hundreds of successful franchise owners. Those weren't remotely the thing for him. It came back to right where we were. And it was, yes, it's the same industry, some slight differences within the business model, within the structure, the support, the comfort that he has with the franchise and they have with him. In that particular industry, and again, this is where you'll hear like, oh, this is a hot industry. And in this case, it's senior care, right? So it's easy to look at most industries, but senior care and go, hey, that's booming, right? Okay, pun intended. But it's not going away. It's going to continue to grow. There is crap tons of money that can be made in that industry, right? So how do you differentiate between, like, I'm not kidding, we work with 15 or so brands in that space. And they are wildly different from one another when they do the exact same thing, right? Those differences, that's all behind the scenes. It's proprietary. You can't Google those differences. That's our relationship with the franchise. That's why you work with folks like us, right? But every industry, oh, this is a hot industry. This is really trending. This is booming. This is that. This is a, you know, every industry is going to throw the stats. Oh my gosh, this is a $35 billion industry. It's expected to grow to $60 billion by 2025. Who cares, right? Focus on those are the shiny object things that, again, we all can get attracted to, right, and follow. You know, oh, you want to make X amount of money. This is the franchise for you. Not necessarily, right? I'll use senior care again. Like, you can make crap tons of money. That's the technical industry term, crap tons of money in that space, but only if it's the right fit. And I use this example a lot. I would be a terrible owner in that industry. I don't want to do what the owners have to do for that. You will build a very big team in that industry. I don't want to do that. I don't really like people, right? So, and I don't want to have a big team. I've done that before. And like, not to be like, I don't like old people make me sad. I'm 53, I'm getting there, right? So none of those things align with me. So if I ended up like, oh my gosh, this is a booming industry. Look at all the money their owners are making. This is the hot franchise, a hot industry. I would fail miserably because it's not in any way, shape or form the right fit for me, right? So when you're out there and you're thinking, and again, you're listening to this Stinking Franchising 101 podcast, you have some interest in franchise ownership. It's curious. It's the, you know, all the things that have led you here, which means you've probably also Googled crap, right? What's the best? What's the top? What's the hottest? Stop. Don't listen to any of it. It's okay to look at it from a perspective of maybe it opens your mind to some things. Oh, I didn't realize that was a thing. But most of those lists are going to have McDonald's and Taco Bell and it's the stuff that costs multi-millions of dollars. And even if it has the, you know, smaller things that are out there that you didn't necessarily think of, that doesn't mean that's the right fit for you. And again, it's really that very, very personalized, individualized process. Again, it is dating with this. What are you looking for? What do you really want? Right. It's, oh, I love long walks on the beach and, you know, okay, whatever. That's not what it's like living with somebody. It's not all walks on the beach, right? It's not all rainbows and unicorns. And just because a particular franchise is going to say, oh my gosh, look at how great our owners are doing. Look at how hot our industry is. Is that the right fit for you? Right. And the odds are it's probably not, because there are literally thousands of franchises out there. And again, in every single industry, every single one, we work with multiple franchises in those industries and those niches, and they can be just night and day different from one another and what they're all about, their people, their culture, their support, their business model, the technology that they're using, the different ways that they want to build that out, the growth potential, all of those things are different and they're all going to be specific to you, nobody else. Hey everyone, I wanted to take a quick break from our podcast to tell you about our amazing friends at Entrepreneur. If you're looking to become a franchisee or simply learn more about business ownership, and guys, let's be honest, you're listening to the Franchising 101 podcast, so we know you have some interest in this. And I really encourage you to go to entrepreneur.com to check out all of their great content and resources. Seriously, Entrepreneur has everything, all the way from a bookstore to the best podcasts, webinars, and videos, plus information on upcoming events and the latest articles that seriously, they cover all aspects of franchising and business ownership. If you're having trouble deciding which franchise is right for you, start with Entrepreneur's renowned Franchise 500 ranking, which highlights the best franchises of 2022. For 45 years and counting now, Entrepreneur has been and continues to be the most widely recognized and respected authority in the franchise market. Digital and print subscriptions are available, so you never miss out on anything. So seriously, what are you waiting for? Go to entrepreneur.com right now and learn more. If you saw the headline of this podcast and thought, ooh, cool, I'm going to get to learn the hottest industries and the hottest franchises, sorry to burst the bubble, but we're Franchising 101. We're here to educate you, properly educate you on the franchise industry and what it's like to be an owner. What are the things you need to consider? What you need to consider is you. Period. Full stop. You. What are you good at? What do you want to do? What are the things that are valuable to you? We talk a lot about the get out of bed test. We did a whole episode on this probably a year or so ago. I could redo that one every month probably. You're the one that's going to get out of bed every day to go run your business. What are you good at? What are you not good at? What do you enjoy doing? The people you're around, the staff, the customers, the community. Where do you need your most support? Where do you need a little freedom and autonomy? All of those different things factor into which is the best franchise for you. Not because, oh, this is trending. Oh, we're a $50 billion industry. Oh, we're growing. We can say that in pretty much everything, right? So the focus is back on you. So what we do at FranCoach, what our team is here to do is help figure all of that out, right? So you understand and help really almost kind of like self-actualize a little bit of what it is, all of those things that really are important to you. Get that built out. So then now we can do the research. Again, we've seen behind the curtain. We know the differences to the franchises. Sometimes it's something, a franchise, an industry you've thought of. Sometimes it's, more times than not, it's something that you like, I didn't even know that was a thing. Get you connected and then help you with that vetting so you're not missing anything. You're not making any mistakes, that you're not jumping at the shiny object just because, you know, you Googled it. We're going to find that true perfect match for you. And then you're off. Then you're off and running. So the hot franchise is a myth. The hot industry, it is a myth. It's all about you, my friends. So if you're sitting there and thinking, okay, well, I've listened to this much. We've Googled some things. We're confused, but you're at that point where you're ready to explore this to see if this is the match. You want that control over your lifestyle, income, finances, what you're doing every day, just overall control of your life personally and professionally, then we need to talk. Reach out to us, FranCoach.net, Franchising101podcast.net. Those are our main sites. Send us a message. Let's get that call set up. Because there's no fee for our service, really no fee for our service. We're like recruiters. We're compensated by the franchisors on the back end, which makes it easy for us to always tell you, we don't care which franchise you start. It's our job to help you determine what's important and find that best match for you. So reach out to us. Also, if you've got other things you're like, hey, I'd love to learn more about this, do an episode on this, send it in. And again, like, it's like, let's be honest, any help on coming up with topics is appreciated at this point, as we're, I don't know, like 110 or so of these deep. So thank you as always for tuning in, listening, being a loyal follower. Reach out to us again, francoach.net, franchising101podcast.net. Set up that first call and let us help you create your better tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in, everybody, and we look forward to chatting with you soon.
Thanks for listening to FranCoach's Franchising 101 podcast, where our ultimate goal is to help educate you on all things franchising so you can create your better tomorrow.